This is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. 50 Norwich University cadets began a 50-mile march Thursday from the original home of the Military Academy in Norwich to the current campus in Northfield. And along the way, they'll stop at landmarks to get history lessons on foot. VPR's Charlotte Albright met with them at the starting point on the green in the town of Norwich.
Wearing camouflage and backpacks, the 50 cadets start the school day with a quick history lesson from C.T. Haywood, an alumnus and unofficial historian for Norwich University. He tells them how the nation's first private military college was founded in 1819, right here on the town common, by Norwich native Alden Partridge.
Now, this green was the original freight field for the American Literate Scientific and Military Academy. And in 1919, we had the centennial.
A barracks once stood here, but after an 1866 fire, the school moved to Northfield. And these marchers will follow that northwestward trail, led by senior Jessica Nacky.
Okay, when you're walking on the side of the road, you're marching in columns of two. All right, no more than two people across.
The so-called Legacy March takes cadets past landmarks that teach them about 19th century Vermont. Scattered throughout small towns, the markers include, in Norwich, Alden Partridge's grave. Historian Haywood leads the cadets to that cemetery, where many take selfies at the tall monument to their founder.
Ladies and gentlemen, meet Captain Partridge.
This hike through small towns and over covered bridges is not just an outdoors classroom. It's also a fundraiser for the Veterans Place, a Northfield transition home and support center for homeless veterans. Norwich University engineering professor and retired Army Colonel Mike Kelly says each hiker contributed $50 to the cause.
It's very emotional for me. Not only are they tracing the route, so to speak, but they're also supporting an organization that does an amazing amount of good to help our veterans who are suffering.
At the cemetery, Chase Hammer, a lanky first-year cadet from Wasilla, Alaska, says he feels lucky to be in the class of 2019, the college's bicentennial year.
And I think it's such a blessing and really an honor for me to be a part of such an incredibly history-rich college. You know, they say history will repeat itself if we don't learn from it. And so I want to learn from that history to make me a better leader in the future.
The march officially begins with roll call.
Nodder.
Yep.
Foreman.
Yep.
Daly.
Yep.
Simone.
Yep.
As names are checked off, trip leader Jessica Nacky reflects on what this three-day event means to her and her friends.
It doesn't matter how sore and how miserable you feel after marching the 50 miles, but you realize afterwards what you did, not only like carrying on the legacy of Captain Alden Partridge, but also how much you're helping other people, like in the Veterans Place.
From Norwich, the marchers will detour to the Justin Morrill Homestead in Stratford. They'll stop at the Iron Bridge in Sharon and later receive a lecture about the cavalry from an instructor riding on horseback. They'll arrive back on their Northfield campus on Saturday and deliver the football for the final home varsity game of the season. They will also present the ceremonial check to the Veterans Place. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Upper Valley.